Chelek deals with some of the most fascinating inyonim that we could really think of. Inyonim starts with inyonim Olam Haba, Tchias Hamesim, inyonim Mashiach, and Ikari Emuna, and even the personalities that it describes here in these Mishnayos are also fascinating. My cheshbon is like this. We have maybe 2-3 weeks until Yontif, and then afterwards. I think what we're going to do is, before getting into the actual major debates in terms of what Olam Haba is, and Tchias HaMesim and the like, I'm just going to make some small points in the Mishnah, small points which are really large points. Just we'll read the Mishnah and be ma'ayin, heitev, and realizing that every single word that Chazal are picking and choosing are doing it with great, they're referencing 30 other things and having everything else is. Everything is leading to something else at the same time. We'll try to ask some pointed questions, which will lead us in understanding a better understanding of what our relationship to Olam Haba is. The Mishnah begins, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Maybe I'll just read and translate first before we are ma'ayin. Every Jew has a Chelek towards the world, towards Olam Haba. Shenemar ve'ameh kulam tzadikim le'olam yirshu aretz. Your nation is completely tzadikim. They will always inherit the land. Also needs thought how that pasuk refers to it. Netzer matoi. My plantings of a branch. Maaseh yadai lehispa'er. My handiwork lehispa'er to be glorified. So on one hand, we just saw Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek. Now the Mishnah continues, and of course this is not as popular in this song. Ve'elu she'en lahem chelek l'olam haba. Ha'omer ein tchias ha'meitzim min ha'toro, ein tar min ha'shamayim, ha'pikoros. Ve'akiva omer ha'koros far mitzichitzonim. Ve'alochish al ha'maka. Ve'omer kol ha'machle she'santi mitzayim losim alech, hini ha'shem rofecha. Abba Shol Omer Abba Hoges Hashem Bos Yosef, person who pronounces Shem Hashem for no reason. And now it actually lists the personalities who don't give Malachim and Dalad Adjotos in the Chelvan Ba Yeravam Achav Menashe. In terms of Malachim, the debate about Menashe, Yehudah Menashe Yesh Lachelvan Ba Shenem Abba Yispali Lavish Matzachina Sovish Yeshiveo Yishalayim Machuso Amul Machuso Yeshiva Lachem Alba. And David had Yotos, Bilam Doeg Achitov Gechazi. Okay. Before I actually read something, I'm a little bit curious. I'm a little bit curious about the following. We'll start with a question. I'm not sure how to. The Gemara, a well-known Gemara, Maseches Erev, and Machlokas Beis, presents Machlokas between Misham and Beis Halel. Whether or not Noach Lal Adam Mishal Nivra, Mishal Mishal Lo Nivra. And they went back and forth for many years. Until Nimnu V'Gamru, they decided, Taka Nimnu, Noach Lal Adam, Mishanivra, Mishalom Nivra. It's better, it's more pleasant for a person had he not been created. The question becomes, how does one see that in light of this Mishnah? Yeah, I'm not sure it's a major question. It's just, I think it begins to set up a direction. Before we understand that Gemara is that a person, Neshama, before they're born, has everything perfect for him. They're ready, the Mishnayis, the Gemara tells us, it's probably said it over at every Shalom Zachar, that we know what the baby's doing inside the womb. It has a pretty good lot there. And Noach lo la'adam, Mishalom nivra, but afterwards there's a big test, it's not so simple. The question becomes, once this Mishnah says what it does, obvious answers to the question, it just sort of puts things in perspective. What's the big deal? Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek Olam Haba anyway. What do you mean Noach? Why is it such a, what's the Naichos? Naichos Adam Shal Nivra Misha Nivra. Ultimately, everyone has Olam Haba anyway. And you have to do pretty drastic things in order not to have it. I'll leave that as a little, as a loaded question for a minute. Point number two. Let's read the Mishnah itself again. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelak Olam Haba. It's curious. Number one, how did Kol Yisrael get that chelak? Where did it come from? The Gemara will talk about that later on. When do we get that chelak? What do we have to do? Do we have to do anything to deserve that? Is it when the baby's born? When the baby, say, Amen? I'll focus on the Gemara later on, towards the end of the parak. But he goofa. Now let's see the next level, the next words. How they get the chiluk, we have to do anything at all. Mishnah now puts a yesh lahem chiluk la'olam haba. Yesh gives you the impression that already we have it. It doesn't mean, again, that we would have thought the meduyuk way of saying things would be kol yisrael yihya lahem chiluk la'olam haba. We would think it should be, speaking in the Lashon Asid, it should be the Lashon Asid. We will have a chelek in Olam Haba. Not that, what do you mean we have it already? Ad kidei kach, which this needs to be thought about. There may be a billion other reasons why this doesn't work, but there are famous cases throughout history, but with the following work. The Meshev Davar, the tshuva, a well-known tshuva of the Meshev Davar, discusses, as an extreme version of what I'm about to say, but it's, again, for illustration purposes. The guy is Misha Mochar Chatzin, I guess he's short on money, he sells his chelik in Olam Haba. I'm sure you can sell everything now on the internet, So the guy is Misha Mach Archat Yischar Ma'osa. Meshev Dover Gimel Yedalid. So obviously, point number one is don't try this at home. He points out, he says, Meshev Dover points out, obviously don't do this. It's a bizayon norah. It's a chutzpah norah to what, obviously, if you have any, and hopefully as we learn, we'll develop more of an appreciation for Olam Haba, but obviously if anyone has any sense of what it is at all, you're not going to trade it for a yo-yo. So vaday lo tov avid, point number one. But okay, we're halachic Jews. Does it work? Does it work at all? So the Netziv presents there three reasons why it's not going to work. Each one of them are very fascinating. Okay, first of all, and this is probably not probably can't debate this point. I think is the first one is you're selling a davar shein bo mamash. You're selling something which is tangible, which obviously we're going to be trying to learn about an intangible throughout the course of this year. Point number one. But the second one is the one I wanted to focus on right now. Is that, again, in order to create a sale, there's another rule, can't be a davar shel bala olam. Can't be a davar shel bala olam. You can't sell something which either doesn't exist or you don't even own yet. So the Netziv says this would be a problem of davar shel bala olam. It even goes further. Eiler Rav Meir of the Mocher davar shel bala olam tells you that here the situation is different. Why? Because the whole thing comes about lachar misa, and man damer of the Mocher davar shel bala olam is only chal. when you actually get it, when you're able, when it's Bala Olam, in this situation, the whole thing is Bala Olam after you're no longer Bala Olam, and Mamela, you can never sell things at that point. And get Lachamisa, Kilo. There's no Mechir Lachamisa. Mamela, you can't have the sale at all in terms of Rav Shalal. I just put into question, based on the lesson of this Mishnah, is that so obvious? In terms of the Rav Shalal Mamish, Lachor, I'll grant him right now to the Rav Shalal Mamish. This is put a question. Once this Mishnah uses this lashon of yesh lo chelek lo lamaba, meaning it gets you thinking, what does he have? Yesh means not yihyeh, but does he have it right now? Is it truly a davar shel olam, or taka, does he have something right now? What do we have in our hand right now in terms of olam haba? Especially, I could add to the point a little bit. Especially once we see the drasha, the ameich kulam sadikim laolam yirshu aretz, netzem atoy masi adai lehisbaer. One could almost get the impression, to add to the halachic terminology of it. Usually, the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Tanakama there and the Rabbanon in terms of Davar Shel Olam is usually defined as what? Whether or not you sell Peros Dekel. Peros Dekel are Davar Shel Olam, classically. But even classically in Davar Shel Olam, you're able to sell what's called Dekel the Perosov. I'm selling the tree with the Peros. To get the Peros, I'm able to sell the tree. My Shaila is, when I'm dealing with our Olam Haba, is there already enough of our connection to it right now? Yesh, especially if it's learned out from a netzer matai lehispaer, there's already somewhat of a planting. There's already a tree, which the tree maybe just has to earn peros, and then it's to a certain level, it's already a deka leperos, so more than a peros deka. I mean, of course, this lashon of Yesh already, the Rishonim, the Balei Tosfos, here and elsewhere, point out that elsewhere, instead of using the lashon of Yesh, there are languages which are much more telling that they're already has something right now. For example, the Gemara has often used lashonos of Mizuman L'Chayolam Haba, or Ezu Ben Olam Haba, or statements like that. And that already may tell us that the Yesh is not exactly as definitive and as immediate as they appear. But, I mean, for example, the Balei Tosfos explained the difference between Yesh and Mizuman, which means Mizuman believed in the Yisurim. So that already hints to us that already, yeah, maybe it's Yesh Chelek Olam Haba, but maybe we have to go through things in order to get there. Next word, simply word by word. Every word here is loaded. Again, Kol Yisrael Yesh, I think Lehem, I don't have much to add so far. Okay, Lehem will let go. But Chelek, on the other hand, I'm not letting go. Chelek, on the other hand, is, I mean, it's just the parak itself, but I was bothered by it mitchila. Again, the best way of illustrating this question, I was so excited I came across last night. I knew this Yisod the whole time, but the Chaim Balazs in Ruach Chaim says the following words, which I think just illustrate the point in the best way. The Mishnah tells us, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Pirkavos, well-known Mishnah, Ezehu Oshir HaSameach Bechelka. So on that Mishnah, Zok the Ruach Chaim, Chaim V'Lashem, that the word Chelek gives you the impression that what? Ezewashia, yeah. No, it's funny. My version has it explains the word chelik this way. I don't see that here. Here we go. Ezewashia kinei osher v'hakavod l'Hashem yisparach. Ach yodua maimer chazal. Ein odam meis v'chasi taivasto biyado. Person doesn't pass away achieving half of his desires. Yesh lo mona mevakesh masayim. If he has 100, he wants 200. Ach misha sameach v'chalko ino vakesh yosu v'ashir. V'omer hasameach v'chalko ki ha'osher nikra tamid rak chelek v'lo hakol. Chelek, by definition, means what? It means you only have some and you don't have more. It's a part of something larger. So I would have thought, if you would have asked me, that's very good and true when I'm dealing with Gashmiist, when I'm dealing with a physical item, and the question is who has this new house, this new car, this new whatever, then I would have thought, Ein od mes v'chati taivas v'yad, though it's only a chelek. It's a portion of something else. Masha Ein Kein, what I'm dealing here with Olam Haba, which I didn't define yet, but we'll assume for the moment is just something good. Then, if that's the case, what's pshat in the Lashon of Chelek? What's pshat in the Lashon of Chelek? I would have thought at that point, I would have said, this is simply each person, again, if you would have asked me, the Mishnah should say, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Olam Haba. Or Yesh Lahem Makom Olam, I don't know, it would have said Yesh Lahem Olam Haba. That's what it would, or Baim Olam Haba, or something like that. What's it mean? Yesh Lahem Chelek implies very much that it's only a part of something else, it's part of a greater whole. What it implies, that's what it's saying. That's what the words are saying, it's part of a greater whole. For some reason, we're connected to a greater whole within this statement, which gets me to my next to the yukum, which itself needs an explanation, elaboration as well. Again, another point from Chaim V'Lashem. This is in Nefesh HaChaim and in Ruach HaChaim. Notes the Lashon of Le'olam Haba. It doesn't say, again, Mishnah we thought would have said, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek. It should be Be'olam Haba. That would be the appropriate. Towards, directed at. And again, this... So, the Nefesh HaChaim explains that what does it mean le'olam haba? I have the quote. I think I have the quote here. This is Perek Yibayz. That what does it mean le'olam haba? Olam haba, who ma'isa yidei adam atzmo. Shehirchiv v'hosif v'hiskin chelek le'atmo al yidei ma'is. What Olam Haba Gufa is it's not, it doesn't really exist yet. It only exists through the person's, as Chaim V'Lashem is ma'arech, who is machshav adib or ma'isa, that's great left. It only exists through whatever the person does in his lifetime. To the degree that he is marchiv, he says, and maybe it exists right now, it's just something, it exists as a bare minimum, but olam abahu maisi, the olam atmo shehirchiv ahosif ehiskin chelek la'atmo al yidei maisa. And he continues, l'chein amar kol yisrael yeshlam chelek. What's that? Chelek ha'kedusha v'ha'oros v'ha'tzachzachos Shehiskin v'hosel olam haba mimayis lev hatov. And he goes the opposite in terms of Gehenna. Shechar mitzvah continue. Shechar aveira aveira. Holech odom el beis olam. A person is creating his own world. That's what it means. A person is creating his own world by everything that he's doing in his lifetime. In that sense, it's olam haba. Now, in terms of the drasha, Shenemar. If you look in the context of that pasuk, and it's really going to be used this way later on in the Gemara itself, it's going to be a little bit confusing. The pasuk is really speaking at that point about not the individual members of Klal Yisrael, but rather, at that point, it seems to be speaking L'acha Yemos HaMashiach. And at that point, Klal Yisrael will all be considered tzaddikim, and they'll all lolom yirshu aretz. And Maaseh Yadayah, and Klal Yisrael will be perceived as Maaseh Yadayah lehispoyer. These are nevuos in Sefer Yeshayah, which is, of course, largely, as we come out reading every week in these Haftoros, the Zayin and Nechemta are the vuos of the gula hasida, and that's where this is written. It doesn't seem to be written in terms of the individual that telling every Yankel Moshe that they're a tzaddik. Rather, it's telling that Klal Yisrael as a whole are tzaddik. Which very much helps you then begin to understand, possibly, in what sense we mean a chelek. Right? Because if we're talking about what Yankel did by himself, and what Moshe did by himself, and what David did by himself, then why is there any connection to each person? Moshe should get his olam haba, and David should get his olam haba, and Yankel should get his olam haba. But if the question is more that Klal Yisrael are planted as a whole to have a certain mission, have a certain goal, and eventually to that will fully be shoperos in its truest sense, lasid lava, then I could begin to understand why, in terms of the schar itself, that schar is not to be, again, Reuven by himself, Shimon by himself, Levi by himself, but rather that schar gufa is only perceived as a chelek of a greater part. Of a greater whole, I'm sorry. Of a greater whole. That's why, for example, a well-known Gemara in Chagiga in the sugya of Acher, about Acher, Shoal Acher Rav Meir Acher Shiyotzel V'tar Bosra. Acher, after he went off to Derech, he asked Rav Meir following question: what does it say there in Koheles that everything composes one another? He created it and its opposite. Bar tzadikim, Yerushalayim. Bar Gan Eden, Gehenna. And it continues. Kol echad ve'echad, each person themselves. Yesh lo beis chalav. Echad began Eden, ve'echad began. Each person has both. Zocha tzadik nota chelko v'chelek chaveru began Eden. If a person merits, then he takes not only his chelek, he could also take somebody else's chelek. Began Eden. Eschayev Rasha, on the other hand, Notal chelko v'chelek chaveru b'gehenet. He quotes Psukim in Sefer Yeshayah, Lachin be'artzong Mishnei Yerushu Simchas Olam T'yalayim L'Yerushayim Mishnei Shivaron Shaprein. Okay. In other words, what we're told in these Psukim, in this Gemara based on these Psukim, is that what we would have thought at the outset was, again, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Sounds beautiful. Could it be that, number one, it just means maybe either they start that way, first of all, maybe it doesn't sound as promising, but even if it means they finish that way, but as we expected, not all the chalakim are. The song goes, I think, Moshe got a bigger piece of cake than me. In terms of Olam Haba, one person, Eino Dome the Chalakim. And a person, even though they may be starting with equal Chalakim, it's certainly possible to forfeit that Chalak to somebody else. And maybe what this Mishnah is seemingly driving at, and I'll explain what the mechanism is for this in a minute, What's driving that is, what sense, if I would have thought, if every person has a chelek, then what shaykhus is this? If I messed up my portion, what's shaykh that he gets it? Why should the tzaddik get my portion? If I'm a rasha, why should the tzaddik get my portion? Why should there be this interchange? If I lost it, I lost it. If I gained it, I gained it. What that Gemara is telling me is that what looked like at face value, that every person was in it for themselves. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek. Each person has their as the Gemara's tell us, their chuppah lechaveru, their chuppah in min olam haba. Then how is it that someone else is encroached on that chelek? Elamai, what's really going on is that it's exactly that. It's a chelek. It's a portion of something else. A portion of the entire Klal Yisrael that is exactly in that form. Kol Yisrael, as an entire Klal Yisrael, have Olam Haba as a whole. And then the question is whether Kol Yisrael, every member of Yisrael, has a chelek in that Kol Yisrael. And therefore, if a person, what the explanation of that is. This is, I guess we're talking this time of year, so you could probably read this into what the Rambam is saying, how every person's actions impacts the entire world. But the way the Beis Halevi, for example, explains, what's Pshat in Hakamar and Chagiga? That a person, any person who does an Aveira, he creates more of the Yetzer Hara in that world for that idea. Person, he's being Machal Shabbos, so it makes Chil Shabbos a possibility. You see, if no one in the world was being Machal Shabbos, no one ever heard of it before. So now someone's out there who's being Machal Shabbos. So now, it makes it ever so much harder to keep Shabbos then, or someone speaking Lashon Hara, whatever it is. So in that sense, and this of course with Tova as well, if X amount of people are learning Torah or doing mitzvot, then it makes it ever that much more easier to learn and do mitzvot. So if that's the case, it's very understandable that kol echad, it's shayach to be nota chelech chaveiro, because in a sense you are now working harder to overcome that guy's chesaron. So now you could take his portion. You had your, that guy had his mission, he wasn't accomplishing it properly. So Mimela, the next guy has to. For example, the extreme example is very, very, very beautifully. We'll get back to this in a moment, but just for example, all the Doros, Hayu Machisin Uva'in, so until Noach, the world was destroyed. But by Avram Avinu, the Mishnah says, but Avram Avinu not al schar kulam. He took the schar of all, everyone else made it come out impossible to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point. Avram Avinu came along, and he was able to create a religion based on out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, therefore, he's notal schar kula. Kilu notal chelak v'chelak chaveiro. That's the greatest example of it. So that's one. So why do I bring out all these points right now? So first of all, we'll build back to the Netziv's question, first of all. So far we presented the Netziv in his discussion is, could one sell Olam Haba? Again, first of all he points it out, obviously don't try this. It's the Bizayon Nora, the Yivez Esav Esabachoro came out, that's what he did over there. So, okay, Ruyim Advarim LeEsav. Esav could sell his Bechoro, could sell his Olam Haba. We're not doing that. But again, would it work? Would it work? So the Netziv number one spoke about Dabar Shein Bo Mamish. Grant him it's a Dabar Shein Bo Mamish. Though we'll have to be curious and say, well, I'm Yeshu Aretz, what does Aretz mean? Right. Again, 99% of the people will agree with him that it is a Dabar Shein Bo Mamish. But just, I'll throw a monkey, I'll throw food for thought. Now, but point number two, the Netziv pointed out, Dabar Shel Bo Olam. So we began to analyze, is it truly a Dabar Shel Bo Olam? Is it? Do you have something right now? Yesh, there is a Yesh Lahem, and is there a Deka Leferosav already? Someone could be a Ben Olam Haba, Mitzulman Olam Haba, or even Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba, maybe I have something right now. Like a Deka Leferosav. But the Netziv continues, and he explains based on, and it's very compatible what we were just describing from Ephraim Balazhin. I guess they were in the same yeshiva there. Same Balazhin. That the Netziv continues that it's not shayach to sell Olam Haba for another reason. So let's say somebody goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells them, you have to take this and this and this medicine. So you know what? So the guy says, I'm going to be smart. The doctor's not looking anyway. The doctor's not looking, he'll never know. So I'm not going to take it. Obviously, that's absurd. It's ridiculous. So the pshat is, these are the new words. The words of the Netziv himself. If I find it here, yeah. The ode to lo mahani mishum the schar mitzvah einu ela teva habriya keteva harifuos. Schar mitzvah is a mimela. It's an automatic. You do what's right, mimela, you'll get the schar for it. If Rachman on the opposite, you'll get the punishment for it. Ukimo, Shaharofe ain't sorry, laid that and keep elosrofu alo. The doctor doesn't have to know whether you're taking the medicine or not. Kacha mitzvos osa shelahen af belig zeras Hashem kedi iso advarim rabba reish perek re'e. He quotes the very famous medrash, it sounds like kfira, but the psukim in Megillas Eicha, that me'ashem lo yetzet haroz v'hatov. That the from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bad and the good doesn't come out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What in the world does that mean? It sounds like Kfira. So, but this is the Navi Yirmiyahu is writing this. So he wasn't obviously what he meant. Something, but the Medrash explains what does it mean. It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to be the doctor who has to keep checking up in order to make sure that if someone does bad, he has to, oh, he did bad, now let me give out the reward. But it's the mimela that the reward and the inverse, the punishment, comes out in the mimela. You don't even, a person does what's right, mimela he gets the schar. If he does what's wrong, mimela he gets the punishment. That's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. It's ke'ilu, cause and effect at this point. Both. What's that? Obviously, this is a broader discussion, but how that works right now, that needs to be why that is. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, there he may be doing something ironically in order to not have it. The natural thing would be Tzadik Gadol or Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that would be an Olam HaBa. So that's basically what Rav Chaim Volozhin is Kamat saying here. Rav Chaim Volozhin, not the Nitziv. In other words, Yesh Lam Chelek Li Olam Haba means what? It means the Li Olam Haba, if one thinks about it, means that again, Siv was saying it in terms of why you can't sell it, but the Lil Olam Haba means the person themselves is creating it. It's not like, okay, you have a chunk of land, you have a portion of land over there, and could I sell it, could I not sell it, whatever. Here, the Olam Haba Gufa is being created al yidei the person, Tolk Kedei's entire life. And Mimela, that's happening in an automatic fashion. Whatever he's creating al yidei his life, that's what he's growing, building, whatever the correct muscle is going to be. And that's how he explains, it's, number one, it's Le'olam Haba. Number two, the last point, and whether it's therefore it's only a Chelek, because it is only number one, it's part and parcel of what the rest of Klal Yisrael is doing, first of all. And second of all, it's subject to be distributed differently. For redistribution, so to speak. I wanted to leave you today with one... And before I do that, I started with the following question. So I was hinting at various answers. Again, we'll have to elaborate more on every one of these, but just simply where we began with the question from the Sugya on Chagiga. Sugya on Eruvin told us the Machlokas Beshami Beshilal whether Noach Lo Adam Shenivra Mishalo Nivra. And we concluded Noach Lo Adam Mishalo Nivra. It's easier if a person wasn't created. Again, that Gemara needs to be analyzed at great length within itself. But at first glance, the question becomes, how does that relate to what's the big deal? Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba. I have a portion anyway. So what's the big deal? Why is it not so nayach? What's the big deal? Just everyone, I have a portion already. So, mitzad echad, of course, it's important to know that yesh lam chelek olam haba. Ad kidei kach, that, for example, the Rambam lists off, when he's describing what you tell a ger, in Hilchos Yisrei Bia Perek Yudalet, Modiyin Oso Sheba Asiyas Mitzvos Elu Yizkul L'Chayel Maba Shein Tzadik Gomer L'Bal Chochma Shosta Mitzvos Elu V'Yodon V'Omrim Lo Hei Yodeya She'El Maba Einu Tzofen El Tzadikim V'Hem Yisrael. Kemat saying our Mishnah that Yisrael is Tzadikim and Yesh Lem Chayelik Ol Maba. Talk about whether Goyim of Olam Haba at some other point. But in other words, the Rambam is saying this is crucial for a ger to know this. And this, and the reason why you tell them Olam Haba, one of the reasons is because we realize there's something much greater than whatever's going on over here. And if Klal Yisrael is suffering right now, that's not the real thing. That's not what the way things should be. That makes him, it endears him to Klal Yisrael. Gufa, the fact that we know that we have a chelik in Nitzchius is something which is, it's mechabev a ger, but it should be mechabev us as well. That's an ikker point that's there. There's probably a certain degree of, Maral explains when he's reading this Mishnah, that there's a certain component. It's certainly important to know yesh lam chelek olam haba in the sense of to avoid yish. The person feels that he shouldn't say that I'm simply wiped off. It's never correct. Even if the chalila, it wouldn't be at olam haba. Even these members mentioned, these individuals listed in this Mishnah, certainly, even though they got to the point where Elam Chelek Olam Haba, of course they're still Mechuyav 100% in Torah Mitzvot. But the Yiyush component tells a person, once they feel that they're gone, that's why Tshuva is so critical, because once they feel Acher, once he heard that Baskol, that he's off the Derech, and everyone's accepted by Tshuva, except for Acher, then he drove him much further away. So it's, on one level, it's crucial to know Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba. However, as we know, that yesh lo, there are a billion levels within it, and there are, point number one is, as we started out, yesh lam is not the same thing as mizuman. Mizuman means, yes, maybe a person will get to olam haba, but they'll only get there after undergoing all types of dinim v'yisurim, as Tosa tells us, in explaining the difference between mizuman and yesh, in terms of mizuman and yesh. So point number one is, yes, yesh lam chelek olam haba, but that may mean we'll have to undergo who knows what before we get there. Chalila. That certainly takes away from that. It's not just simply, oh, fun and games, yesh lam chelek olam haba, and why. Point number two is that eino dome the chalakim. The chalakim themselves, we may only get it as part and parcel of a rest of Klal Yisrael. I'm going to have to stop in a minute, but I'd like to pose a question right now. This maybe we'll leave it for the beginning of next week. I was bothered. Why is it? Again, we started with, we mentioned before that Ezehu Asher HaSameach Bechelko. Person should be happy with his portion. So, why don't I just simply say here, it's obviously absurd, the question is, what's the lumdus? What's the pshat? Why it's absurd? Why don't I just say, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek, L'Olam Haba. So why should I should just simply say, Ezeh Asher HaSameach B'Chelko, just be happy with that portion, and why have to try to build that portion to do any more? I should just simply, why should I, the same way a person, the Mishnah tells somebody to be happy, you know, instead of seven cars, you should have only five. Instead of, so each person should be Sameach Bechelko in Gashmias. What's the pshat that why should I not simply say here, and I should be happy, we have a chelek already. It should be Sameach Bechelko. I think the answer is going to be that you don't have that chelek gufa still in creation. So we'll have to speak about that, Mirtz Hashem, a little bit more, develop that a little bit next time based on the words in the Seel Hasharim himself. Okay, so we'll stop here right now. But this is hopefully the beginning of understanding some of the diukim in the Mishnah. So there's more to speak. We even get to the second half of the Mishnah yet at all. Shkaya.